Hey,
Love
what's up?
Talk Radio.
Okay, Block Talk, y'all gonna stop cutting me off. You're listening to Real Spill Radio. This is your host, Goldie Honey. We're gonna get into some ratchetness for y'all. Of course, I got some crazy stuff coming on. Y'all won't even be able to tell I just had technical difficulties. That's how good I am. But let's go ahead and get into some ratchet songs and set the atmosphere on y'all boys real quick. Holla at y'all in a second.
Drive a roll at the partition, please. Drive a roll at the partition, please. I don't need you seeing your thing on her knees. Took 45 minutes to get all dressed up. We ain't even gonna make it to this club. Now my mascara running red lipstick smudge. Oh, he's so horny, yeah, he wants to fuck. He popped on my buttons and he ripped my blouse. He Monica and whiskey all on my gown. Water daddy, daddy didn't bring the towel. Oh, baby, 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 I slow it down. Took 45 minutes to get all dressed up. And we ain't even gonna make it to this club.
Yeah.
Dhabi. We like to party, we don't cause trouble, we just ride Bugatti. Bad chick shoddy, sorta resemble Sade. Imported her in from Raleigh and pulled up into the valet. The boy dropped the keys, tryna sneak a peek at that body. See this that time of the week, she like to freak a leak and get naughty. Therefore I like to thank God and Ice Cube for Friday. Cause la-di-da-di.
We like swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag sauce, so you dripping swag goo. Ooh.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's season 2, Real Spill Radio. I can't even beatbox, but it don't even matter. As y'all know, I'm Goldie, honey. We got my bro Chase and my bro Steady J on the phone. And you know, we must write the show on the radio right now. Of course, there's going to be some foolery today. We're going to have some good gossip going on. We got a pocket change letter of a girl that is torn in between the two looking ass. And, of course, we got a whole bunch of stuff where we're going to have to go in and read somebody today. So, getting into the way that we start every show is, I'm going to ask my bros, how y'all been, man? What y'all been up to? How was your weekends? How was your Christmas? Because that was the last time we talked to y'all. And all that goodness.
I'm going to let DJ and Chase go first.
Well, my Christmas was all right. I mean, I got a ton of crap from everybody. And she uses all of it. My Christmas gift, I got it kind of early. Cost a lot of money, but I still consider it a Christmas gift for that reason. And yeah, it had a pretty good Christmas. It was fine and dandy.
What you end up doing for New Year's?
New Year's, me and Sherry drank a decent amount. Brother-in-law came over and drank a little bit and got mad at Call of Duty. And then I didn't have to go to work, so I was good to go.
City J.
Man, been doing the work. I'm glad to be back with y'all. I know everyone's been so warm and welcoming all week, just waiting for all the shows to come back. And, been waiting. I know it's always a great day, but 2 weeks, it really tests people. They come say, hey, man, we miss y'all, man. Where y'all been? So, it's been her, R. Kelly, burn my ears. So it's been pretty good. And then New Year's, went to my boy, Reggie Corbett, event, showed at his New Year's party, and I debuted the magazine live from the club, so that was great. And I had a pretty good holiday, I was choked. It's been a pretty good holiday and everything, man. I can't complain.
Sounds good, bro. Me, myself, I got some of that Rihanna perfume, which I know about that. I had been asking for about 2 months. And, when you start getting grown, you start getting that one gift you talk about all the time. You don't get all the gifts you talk about during the school year. You get that one good gift that you have been talking about that whole Christmas season. So I got the Beyonce DVD, the Beyonce CD with the DVD, and I got the Rihanna perfume, which that Rihanna perfume is the absolute shit. I don't even spray it unless I have somewhere to go that I want to spread shimmer to the world. That's when I do it. So New Year's, it was okay. My friend came over. We took some shots, so we drank some hurricanes. Some people went to sleep early. Some people passed out and couldn't handle it. And you know me, took that like a G, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So I think I had a pretty good year about in the New Year's with the people that, you know, that I plan to keep in my life for, you know, for a while. So I know, I guess I had a good off season when I was on vacation from the radio show. So yeah. So how is y'all doing, people out there in the world? I know y'all can't respond, but look at yourself and say, self, how was my fucking Christmas? What did I do for New Year's? That's great. Sounds good. Okay. So let's get into this entertainment news, which we call the read. And if you don't know, if you're not familiar with reading, when you read a book, you try to do it for comprehension. In case somebody doesn't understand, you try to get everything you can out of reading a book. If you're reading a book to just read it, you know, it's boring. If you're not getting anything out of the book, you're not going to want to read it. However, when you're reading somebody or something, you're telling it everything it is, context, clues, and all, that leads you to believe that it's either you the ultimate shit or you ain't shit. And that's what the read is about. So the first one is a very simple headline. Wendy Williams writes a sex book. Ew.
OMG.
She came out on the show on, I believe, Monday or Tuesday. I was actually watching this show, so I had to save this up just to say something about it. And she premiered her sex book, and she was like, I'm broadening my horizons to be an author, and I'm detailing how me and I forget what her son / husband is named. And they, you know, she was pretty much saying that she gets into sensuality, but to me, I mean, she could have just said that she was writing her book on anal sex, because nobody believes you, Wendy Williams. Nobody still believes you. After all these years, yeah. Nobody believes you. Do you believe her?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. You know, she said she's trying to broaden her horizons as an author, and for her, this is, I get it, because she has been writing books. But I had to think about what I was going to say. But now she has been writing, but she decided to go into, you know, we as far as her, I know people like to try to capitalize on making money off certain situations, but I don't think she should have did in the book, because we're not used to her talking in that type of thing, you know, not even on her shows and stuff.
Part of the,
so you should have warmed us up to that first.
You know what will make that book so much more epic, though?
Uh-oh.
If you make an audio book for it, because I'm sure that would be so hilarious. We had a hot moment, and my husband put me on the bed, and I proceeded to let him enter.
You know, if she was to actually read it, it would be all the lingo that you want girls to stop using all in one book. She'll be like, how you doing? I'm a read. I'm a guy. And he got on top of me. And No, ma'am. We don't want to hear it. Stop it. So, yeah.
You're talking about things that people need to leave alone. I can't wait till we get on
that. Oh, don't worry. We're going to get into that so y'all can have this New Year, New Me stuff. We're going to help y'all get y'all New Year, New Me on in a second. Just don't y'all worry. How do y'all feel about the Forbes 30 under 30? I don't know if y'all heard about it. If y'all haven't, I'm about to tell you anyway. amongst people that you probably have never, ever heard of, ever heard of, 27-year-old Drake, 26-year-old Kendrick Lamar, and Wiz Khalifa for the third time, J. Cole, which is 28 years old, they all made the list for Forbes 30 Under 30 making moves in any industry. But they just so happen to feature mostly hip-hop and rap artists. How do y'all feel about these four people making the power moves? I don't know about y'all, but I don't know where Wiz Khalifa came into play for 2013.
Yeah, I don't know who that is, but I do know that the other ones I can give some credit to. You can't Drake probably got put on that list just because of Hold On, We're Going Home, because that's somebody playing right now as I'm talking.
I can agree with Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole.
Yeah, but that's the best song of 2013 right now.
Mm-hmm. Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole, I can definitely see, because if you like Kendrick Lamar, you know, you pretty much know that at least the first 6 months, you know, coming out of 2012, he was still dominating in the music industry at the time. And, you know, J. Cole, of course, had a couple hits, you know, and then he came out with, what's the name of the song? I can't remember, Power Trip. And, you know, that made him relevant for a couple more months.
A little bit. Yeah.
So I can see that, but I don't see Wiz Khalifa. Just saying.
Now, you know what, though? Yeah, plus Kendrick Lamar got put on there because he had Ready to Stack in Hawaiian shirts.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is the shirt that all the, like, three people wore to the BET Awards that Kendrick Lamar had on, too? It was some, what's the brand that people wearing? Don't judge me, y'all. What's the brand that people wearing right now? Versace? Yeah. They all wore some black and gold Versace T-shirts to the BET Awards, and it was, like, three people that had
the
same outfit on.
Was that Assassin's Creed uniform that my man, French Montana, had on? Was that Versace?
y'all ain't going to do that outfit, man. He said he was legendary. Holly, if you hear me, who does that remind y'all of?
Master P.
Huh? It's random for a reason. Y'all supposed to say what it's supposed to remind y'all of. I'm on Sweet
Master P.
Well, y'all close. Allegedly, that's supposed to be the name of Tupac's inspired musical that is supposed to hit Broadway next year.
Oh, no! No, ma'am!
And let me tell y'all, this isn't on no media takeout, nothing like that. This is on EGL, Everything Girls Love, which is Yandy's magazine gone, you know, online thing.
Man.
And she interviewed the person that's actually doing casting calls for the Tupac lyrical inspired musical.
Well, they ain't doing a casting
call. I don't know about y'all, but I need for them to not. I really don't want to see Holly if you hear me.
I hope it's called Holly if you hear me, though, for real.
That's what it
like,
on the little
like,
on the flyer. It's in big letters. Holly if you hear me. And then it shows the Tupac Shakur lyrically inspired musical. It's supposed to hit Broadway. Not any other place, but it's supposed to hit Broadway next year. And it's supposed to be big, and people are supposed to actually have some type of interest in this. And, like, I don't know, but I can't see people rapping or singing out Tupac songs and then, like, dancing and doing, you know, interpretive art to it. Like, I can't get into that.
That's just the
way it is.
I don't want no tickets. You don't have to send me none. You can send me the video so I don't have to be torn.
He said, look, man, ain't going to be the person who's going to start the music.
That's pot.
A little less of a liberty. Yeah, don't send me no tickets. Y'all can send me, like, the bootleg or the official DVD so that I'm able to talk about it at home and I don't have to be cordial and clap, because I ain't the one. Y'all, don't do me. So, in news that everybody with a child under three probably wants to hear and is like, dang, I wish my child was invited so that I can tone down their birthday party. Beyonce and Jay-Z celebrate Blue Ivy's second birthday. And how did they do it, might I ask? There's fake stories going around that they bought a pony. You're close, but you're not close enough. They shut down a whole amusement park called Jungle Island, which is supposed to be jungle-themed with animals and nice kitty rides and stuff, and they did this all for her birthday party.
But
that, you know, that sounds like, okay, I can see a celebrity doing that. But. Only Jay-Z and Beyonce would go to some place where on a normal day, for one person, it'll cost you $240 to take a tour. So that means I'm pretty sure to shut it down for a day, that cost them a couple hundred thousand. Because you got to think about it. Four people going alone is you kissing a thousand. So for them to shut it down and take away their income for the whole day, I'm pretty sure they had to pay them. So shout out to y'all. If I had it, I'm pretty sure maybe when my kids got like 10 and was able to say like every animal's name, I might do that. But, you know, shout out to y'all that have it. If my baby was 10 or something and they was able to go dog, cat, horse, all that, I might shut it down for 100,000.
But part of the thrill for going to a kid-oriented place is so your kid can play with other kids.
Mm-hmm.
No, maybe that's just me.
They didn't really show any pictures. They didn't really show any, like, pictures of them. They said there was other people with their children there, but they didn't show, like, pictures of them having, like, a birthday party. To me, it just was, like, people being able to roam around the amusement park in their leisure, you know. So it wasn't like they got together and got all the nieces and nephews together to play. It was like, we taking Blue to the amusement park, and I ain't trying to sign no autograph type of thing. Shout out to y'all,
Beyonce,
because
I got some tea for you.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, BET will be writing, BET's going to be writing a check pretty soon.
You said BET's going to be what?
Reason, that BET's going to be writing writing him a check, and not for a good reason.
Oh, for that BET award show thing?
Yeah, that little thing they decided to do.
Yeah,
you hired B. Scott, and you know who B. Scott is. Why sit here and try to play these stupid ass games?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all noticed it. I didn't notice it until they talked about it on the blog. That, you know, I didn't remember it. You know, so, you know, that's probably why nobody said nothing until afterward. But I didn't notice it until, you know, it was brought to the attention. At first, B. Scott was, you know, he had the long flowing hair with the evening gown on and heels. And next shot, when they came back from commercials, B. Scott had on a tuxedo with his hair in a ponytail. So,
mm-hmm.
BET, how y'all going to ask somebody to host, knowing, seeing their videos on YouTube, knowing who they are as a person, and then you go say, oh, well, we liked you the first look, but it's kind of too gay. I'm going to need you to go change that. Like, no, that doesn't fly. You're going to have to write me a check because that's not how it works around
here.
You should approve my wardrobe ahead of time.
When the LGBT community supports something, they support heavy, and when you screw them over, they will screw you over. Because, I mean, we're going to be real. We got a lot of LGBT. We are equal opportunity. That's everybody. Doesn't matter what background you're from, bro. We got a lot of supporters in the LGBT community because we
got that GLT community.
And I'm about to come play with y'all, BET. Y'all forever reading somebody because y'all stay having these, when y'all do have reality shows, once they actually get to where they about something, y'all want to start, you know, acting Hollywood and start doing that FX and Fox stuff where y'all go on hiatus for a couple months, bring the show back. Like, y'all BET, we turn past BET, and if something is on, we might continue to watch the network. Y'all can't do that. We know it's somewhat consistently good shows on VH1. We know Catfish comes on MTV, so, you know, we might occasionally, you know, stay on those channels, but we're going to turn past BET unless The Game is on or the BET Awards or occasionally 106 and Park, but we're not here for you, BET, because y'all have showed us time and time again when y'all gave Justin Bieber the award for Achievement of the Year, knowing he was finna get 50 other awards, and y'all were Black Entertainment TV Network, whatever y'all call yourselves, you know, y'all kind of threw it into the black artist face then, because y'all took away from the whole reason why we watched the BET Awards and support BET in the first place. And then that horrible Michael Jackson tribute. Lord. We ain't going to tell nobody, BET. Y'all stay in y'all lane. So, director Chris Robinson posted on Instagram that he had big news. It stated, ATL2, y'all ready? That means Chris Robinson is the director of the first ATL starring T.I. Tip Harris, Lauren London, one call away, what's his name? Him, LaShante Hecker, one Buffy in it, Buffy the Body, Bodynomics. All of them was in the day. They hinted today that there's supposed to be an ATL2 possibly in the mix. So that means you get to see Rashad sometime in the near future.
Just throwing it out there. I got that no.
I guess he's gonna be drawing the whole movie. He said it ended on the first one where he was just drawing.
Yeah, he was drawing.
So he is gonna be drawing the whole time.
Yes. You see my animation in my imagination in the anticipation.
Ain't y'all glad he got that holiday special out the way? They played it like every 2 minutes on VH1. Yeah, you didn't see that animated holiday special?
No, ma'am.
I guess that was his attempt to have like an event like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer come on in the holiday. Basically, it was a storyline where he's supposed to be the king of the South, correct? So Santa Claus is trapped somewhere, and the elf comes to find the king or a king of the South to help him find the king of the North. So
Oh my God!
Hold on. So time out. So I get it. He was stuck in the trap. Was that what?
He wasn't stuck in a trap. And like they had the elf being corny the whole time. The snowman narrator was like.
So Tiny played the elf.
No, they were playing themselves. The whole family played themselves. It was
in the cartoon.
Yeah, it was T.I.'s Family Hustle Holiday Edition. So everybody
We're going to get some candy cane,
It
was so cheap. Like, you can tell they had lines. Like, that's something they should have freestyled. Like, the rest of the family.
What was Tiny saying?
I mean, she was just... Because when she met Mrs. Claus, she was like, that's what I'm talking about. Can you show me your closet, Miss Claus? You know, she was just, you know, talking like that. It was like corny lines. Like, you was like, really? So you go meet Miss Claus and you want to see her closet? Like, she wear red and white all. Like, what's exciting?
I heard they had my boy Young Dro on there talking about the slavery life of Aunt Cookie.
Tyler, when we gonna get the goddamn cripple out where he eat the goddamn country, Tyler? No, I can't, man. I just can't.
Yeah, I don't know. I went back and seen, like...
And then he got King, badass. Norman, what was he? Where's 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 he? No, you got to hear that.
That little
that
boy.
Shit, but how long was that damn from? 30 minutes
that
or an hour?
Boy, he gonna be whooping on him when he get older. Like, that little boy be looking at him like, shut up. You getting me in trouble because we live in the same room. I'm going to need you to shut up because when you get in trouble, mama already be in a good mood, so I'm in trouble. Like, I need for you to be quiet. I ain't even 3, 4, 5 yet. How old he is. He ain't the next age yet. So he be sitting there looking depressed, and the boy just be sitting there being mad and bad, especially when he was spitting on, Shekinah and stuff. No, you're too old for that. You would got a whooping that day. I mean, your mama just would have argued is what would have happened that day. You would spit on me.
They had an OMG girl. They had an OMG girl in there.
Hmm?
They had the OMG girls.
No, they had T.I.'s daughter being fast. Like, I guess she was talking to one of the sexy man elves or something. And she was like, ooh, who are you? And they fell in love type shit. They, yeah.
Yeah,
the
predicament.
Yeah.
Santa Claus stuck in a cave. We got to go.
Yeah, and they pimped out his Escalade and made it like a candy cane colored Christmas mobile. And the corniest part, y'all, let me put y'all into perspective. They riding in the space, right? In the space, and they put on the music, and they had the cartoons bobbing their head. You know, they bobbing their head to bring them out. They bring them out. And then the elf comes up, and he's like, hey, Chip, you don't have any bass. And then he pulls the bass up all the way, and it busts the car, so the car breaks down.
Oh. So you said this was on BET?
This was on VH1.
Oh, are you going to? I was trying to make it live with you being a stereotype. I mean, I'm surprised they didn't have CJ on that thing, Christmas Carol and shit.
That ain't no better than.
He don't have that bass though, really, man. Say heck is wrong, man.
That's no better than me watching Couples Therapy before the show started.
No bass, man.
I was watching Couples Therapy before the show started, and, you know, Ghostface Killah is on there. It's an older couple, and he's like, of course, he's like every other older white person or any white person that you meet for the first time and you say something about rap. He's like, yeah, I listen to Tupac. Get the fuck out of here. I'm like, I'm pretty sure everybody's listening to Tupac. He's like, and I'm pretty sure if I listen to your music, I'd like it too. I'm like, no, it's Ghostface. Like, it's hit or miss. Like a motherfucker.
I listen to 50 Cent in the club.
He was like, yeah, I listen to Tupac. I'm like, get out of here. Y'all really let him say that? Come on, VH1.
I know.
Come on. I would have been like, let's rerun this tape.
I'm like, you ain't ever heard of Wu-Tang?
I would, yeah. VH1 is real full of it. You can tell they all in the same umbrella, VH1.
The Illuminati umbrella. Illuminati look like that Illuminati symbol in the umbrella.
It's a whole bunch of people under that umbrella then, including the person that got the song. Ella, Ella, my umbrella.
She's giving a sacrifice.
Yeah, that video. Oh, I got some entertainment news for y'all boys. Y'all ready?
I'm ready.
It ain't no stopping you. It ain't no stopping you. I don't know if y'all heard that song, but y'all need to go to YouTube.
Yes,
I believe his name is JJ Howard.
Yes, ma'am.
No, it's not Edwin. It's JJ. Isn't
wait,
like
what?
JJ House.
Oh, man,
or
JJ is my homie, son.
Whatever his name is. You just need to type in Ain't No Topping You. As many times as he's been watched, I'm pretty sure it's going to come to the top of the list. And y'all need to listen to that. I posted on my personal Facebook a video of him singing a freestyle. Y'all gotta go listen to that. He was freestyling over Honest, and he hit a note for that ass. That nigga, he is gonna be like number one on the charts. So once he gets signed, because I'm pretty sure he gonna get signed to like Boo Boo and them records, you know, somebody, just like they did 50 Tyson and all the rest of them. He going to be signed to somebody record, and we'll just be able to laugh at more videos and songs later
on. He don't get signed with that nigga that was rapping on Friday and shit.
Well, now, what song has he made recently? Monday, Saturday?
No, it's this song. It was this song made with all, yeah, I know y'all don't watch the Cinema Respond like I do, but then he made a song with them. And this song is actually supposed to be funny. But
mm-hmm.
he made it unfunny because he started rapping.
I'm pretty sure because I know nobody, I don't think anybody remembers the words to his rap in Friday. So he was like so irrelevant. He's so irrelevant to that song. I'm sorry. You need to keep that back in the dust in the spot where you are.
He looks like a pedophile. You got this 30-year-old ass nigga in the party with these damn 14-year-olds.
First of all, I want to do it.
He was trying to show y'all he's living that life, like.
Yeah, that pedophile life.
He's living that life, like he got it like that. He's surrounded by plenty of girls, and he's able to rap and show y'all that he knows how to party.
Than the uncle we know that was pretty old and he hanging out, passing out at parties with people in their 20s.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Huh?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. I was saying here
talking
front,
about
you know what I'm talking about.
You talking about Buckeye Bill?
What's his name? Think it. I'm telling you, a cold name for him, but
I said Buckeye Bill.
He's said Buckeye Bill. That was a good one. Okay, yeah, I rocked that one. Buckeye Bill.
But I don't think he was necessarily trying to party with them. He was trying to party, but it would have been with them or without them, just to tell you the truth. I was asked to give an update on American Horror Story because somebody didn't have cable. So I'm going to give you the brief rundown. First of all, it's this dude. I can't get into American Horror Story next episode if he's going to be on it. They show up. It's this dude that has a blue face with red eyes and dreadlocks. And he pop up and he's like, Ali boo boo, Ali boo 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 boo. I come to get you. And he show up like 7 times in the whole episode. And it's like, sir, and I guess he's supposed to be like the dude that comes and takes the souls or whatever. And so basically you find out that Angela Bassett's character pretty much has been living because she has to sacrifice a new baby every year. And so he came to collect his innocent soul. And the reason why she was able to live the first time, she had to give up her daughter in the beginning, and that's how it all started. I ain't going to spoil the rest of that part. The rest of that is good tea, so I can't spoil the rest of it. So let's fast forward. Then we find out that everybody catching powers out this bitch, so you can't find out who the next Supreme is because everybody's strong. So, I mean, you're just going to have to wait till probably the last episode before they even show you who the Supreme is. I'm thinking it's everybody, if you ask me. And Fiona finds out that she has no soul when Ali Booba Booba came and smoked her crack and, you know, was like, oh, you bought the good stuff, but you have no soul. Ali Baba cannot make a deal with you. And so she found out that she has no soul and that she's going to die because she has cancer and she finally loves somebody and all that crap. So it wasn't as exciting as the rest of the episodes, but it was funny because that dude and then Angela Bassett has a scene where she's like, no. Y'all can skip that whole episode. If you didn't have cable this week but you planning on getting it before Wednesday, you didn't miss shit. You didn't miss nothing. I'm just telling you.
Well, if there's anywhere near as confusing as that shit I saw on the first season.
No, this one will confuse. I told you this one will confuse you just about as much as the first season because, like I said, they're trying to find the Supreme because she's getting weaker, so that means somebody else has to be a Supreme. I think that everybody's a Supreme or old girl
who
is pregnant.
Fiona, is that Gabby Sidibe?
Gabby didn't die. She died 2 episodes ago.
Yeah.
Of course, they had to kill one of the black people off. But she's supposed to, you know, she's going to be on next season because none of the stories are the same.
Oh, she was eating good, huh?
So,
don't get me started. Don't get me started on some of the stuff she did in this season. That was like,
oh, yeah.
It was on the same level of Precious. Like, no.
Yeah, like her, how she had to masturbate and stuff on this season.
Oh my God, they had to get all that.
I mean, like, you know, they don't show it, but they do it suggestively. Like, you notice what she's doing. It's gross as hell. No.
But it was gross on Precious. And they didn't show her junk. But they showed the dude hitting it, and that was so nasty.
What about when she ran away with the chicken?
That's the best part of the movie. And she didn't include that on there, too.
Yeah, my mom tried to read that book, and I tried to read the first 5 pages of Precious, and I definitely had to go read something else. I had to go
you
read
was
something
that was after that. You was like, no.
Because it would be different if they was like, they were like quoting how she was supposed to be talking throughout most of the book. But it's supposed to be her talking in like fucked up English and fucked up spelling the whole book.
Oh, yeah, I can't
like,
do that. I'd be mad.
No. I can see me like going through that and like proofreading the fuck out of that book. I have a red pen, circling, X-ing out, putting correct S's in. No, they don't want me to read Precious because I've been submitted it back to the editor and she been went off on me saying that's what it's supposed to be. So, yeah, Precious, no, I'm not going to be reading that book. So that's it with entertainment news. Do y'all have any ratchet DFW sightings? Because I know y'all do. I know Chase probably
yes,
has some.
I do.
Oh, you know I have, but I'm saving my. You see the interesting one, Mr. Shady Jake?
I've seen a lot of interesting ratchet news. One story, I mean, and a lot of times it's obviously, well, I see something that just bothers me. I hate people who got bad breath that want to keep coming in your face and not only do they talk and they got bad breath. But they want to enunciate. Oh, my God. This dude was a club. And, the person's breath be so bad, it make you smell your breath. Like, he was talking, and I was like, what in the is that? And it was like, not only his breath was bad, he was funky. It was just fucking pissing me off, man. This fucking breath was so bad, man, he want to fight somebody. I was like, no. Mm-mm. I need him to take 10 steps back. So...
Did you duck and dodge his breath? Because I do that a lot. I'll put my hand over my mouth in a second and still talk to you and act like I'm coughing or something. That's where I go. Like, if your breath's hitting my nose or, like, I'll duck down under a car seat or something like that's the type of lengths that I go to.
I try to breathe through my mouth when that happens, and that don't work because then my nose be burning. I fucking up and die.
Don't want you to see me cry.
And I'm gonna put myself on blast. I was wrong the other day. It was cold outside, and I kind of was trying to run up the stairs and be quick. And while I tried to jump over a couple of stairs, right, and my ass fell.
Did you slide down the stairs?
No, I just fly. I didn't like fall down the stairs. But I fell like on the step and I had to get back at it. I had to keep going. I didn't like fall hard. So I fell enough to where I was like, whoa.
It's not the worst. It's not the worst.
don't do me. I heard she just started singing. Yeah, it was pretty bad. I was like, thank God. I thought like you was by the door. I was like, she gonna see it. She gonna roast me.
We fall down, but we get up.
This ain't ratchet news, but shout out to Mr. Horton, man. Mr. Horton got that Cleavo cut, too. Hey.
I'm going to tell Cleo you got him ratchet.
I didn't call him ratchet. He come out here. So I ain't call him ratchet. I said it wasn't ratchet news. I said it wasn't ratchet news. Don't do me.
I know what you said, but I'm going to tell him anyway.
you messed me, man.
Oh, man, you know, man. You know my homie at work, she being full effect. She told her crush that he's in denial about his feelings about her.
Wow.
I know. He told me the story. That's not all she said. It's gross. Lord.
Oh, yeah. She was in rare form lately. She was grossing me out a little bit.
Was she trying to get him to marry the pussy?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm putting to perspective what this girl is, what this girl looks like that we always talk about on here for the ratchet in the DFW. Okay, I don't know if y'all remember the news reporters from the Muppets, but the green one with the glasses, if he was like black with a rap hairdo, that's the girl that we're talking about.
I can't. If that's how she look, I can't.
Or what's the dude's name? Ketzel?
That's a really good description.
Ain't it his name Ketzel?
And she be wearing shirts that be the same color as his skin. Like,
oh, Lord.
Ain't his name Ketzel, the big yellow dragon?
Yes.
Hola, niños.
Except her Spanish ain't that good, though, because she said, andale, 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 reefa, reefa, reefa.
See, she Ketzel always saying the same Spanish words.
Ghetto Taco Bell, Ghetto Taco Bell. That's literally her Spanish.
I told y'all that's Ketzel, boy. She trying to get y'all to learn that Spanglish. She wants y'all to be. If y'all let her tell us, she wants y'all to be biracial, not bilingual. It sound like some shit she'd say.
That's certainly like a piñata, so she didn't put the. Okay, it's this Mexican dude up there at work that she been saying that she interested in, and they interested in each other or something. They come to find out, she don't even know what the dude's name is.
Wow.
So my other coworker asked her, so what do you call them when you see them in the hallway? You say, hey, Mexican? And I just looked at her laughing.
I would have been like, yep. You know me, I would have like nudged her when he came down the hallway just to see what she say to him. She probably call him hey and shit. So I'm telling y'all, she looked like Ketzel, or she looked like the little green Muppet.
Can't.
The green Muppet
report. She's about orange. She's about orange a little bit. She's about orange color.
She like one of the bugs from Dora the Explorer.
Well, she sound like the bug out Dora the Explorer.
Where are we going?
Maggie and the Ferocious Beast. I can go all day on cartoons and things that she looks like that's a blast from the past.
Don't read her that hard. Oh, Lord.
But I shallant. And yes, I made that word up. I shallant. What are we going to do in this time? Did anybody else got any more ratchet sightings in the DFW area?
Yeah, she looked like, what's the little chick, little dark-skinned chick on Proud Family? She looked like her at 40.
Wow.
Nah, she look like Sugar Mama. Without gray hair. She look like Sugar Mama with like a quick weave. So yeah, I'm telling y'all, if y'all notice the similarities between these characters that I say she looks like, y'all will get the perfect
she
picture
look just like
of
these.
What she looks like. Huh?
Because she sound like a chipmunk. Like she...
So I don't think I've seen any ratchetness in the DFW area yet. I ain't really ventured out that often. I already told y'all about my wretched New Year's Eve with people not, you know, not even being able to hang till 1 o'clock, you know. So I pretty much was in that thing by myself watching TV, you know, under the influence.
Shout out to the in-laws. They actually stayed up this New Year's Eve. They actually handled me and the wife.
Yeah, shout out to New Year's. That was great.
Yeah. Oh, you put yourself in there because you did it on purpose.
Don't you do it. Don't do it.
We found love in a hopeless place.
Don't do it.
I'm going to hit you up about that later. Don't worry. You're safe for now. You are safe for now. Just worry. Just worry later. What are we going to do now? We're going to get into some music, man, and then we're going to come right back because we're going to come back to y'all in the 11 o'clock hour and time for us to read these pocket change letters. Y'all still have time to write us if you would like to be selected. So go ahead and hit us up at i.drip, that's drip.hunii@gmail.com, i.drip.hunii@gmail.com. The real Goldie, Seti, Chase, and Simi at Real Spill Radio will be coming pretty soon, so it'll be a lot easier for y'all to get in contact with us. So y'all look out for that, and we're going to get into this music and holler at y'all in just a second.
Seeing on the floor, I'ma need ya, do a little more, yeah. Shower is overrated, baby, I anticipated. Yeah.
like, hey, looking up in his face. It's just me and my babe, and we feel so amazing. Ooh, all night. Every little thing you do got me feeling some type of way. Yeah. Can you give me that thunder? You make my summer rain.
Major R&B. Yo, what up, CT? Know what I'm talking about? Shawty bad. Yeah. Look how she working, man. Just keep your heart, CT. Keep your heart.
on, and trust me, I'm taking care of your body, baby. You drive me crazy, you want it wasted. We can do it however you like, but don't you slow it down. The way you move it around, girl, you're making me proud. I gotta scream it out loud.
About how I can't get a man. Please. Come on. Do I look like I can't get a man with all this wagon I'm dragging?
Yeah. This a public service announcement. I need all basic bitches off the dance floor. Yeah. And make room for all that wagon that she dragging. Yeah. OMG.
Niggas bragging, she do it so good, yup, I'm betting shot at practice. watching when she drag.
OMG, and that bitch is sad. She so mine, make me take her to an island. Every nigga down the heat, they be bragging.
I-I-C-Y.
Y'all notice that that's Juicy Drew. He continuously getting spins. I play him and I play Young Street on most of the commercial breaks. Y'all want to know why? Because y'all talk a good game and y'all inbox me asking me how y'all get submissions on to the show, but y'all don't do the work. I ain't finna come find y'all music and download it. No, you submit your MP3 to my email, and I comb through it and put it up on here. Simple as that. I don't ask no questions. I don't ask that your song even have to be hot. I'm going to spin it and let the people decide. So, yeah. Shout out to Drewski Drew, Major League, you know. He supports my bro, so I fuck with him, you know. With that being said, we in the 11 o'clock hour, 11:10 to be exact, our time. That means we're going to get into pocket change. And if you're unfamiliar with pocket change, that is where people write us in, and they want to know if, you know, let's say they write us in and they want to know how many times does it take for somebody, you know, to punch me in my face every day, you know, as far as, like, let's say you go to work and somebody punches you in the face every 2 seconds, you know, when is it okay for me to punch them back? Like, y'all ask us questions like that, and we're going to give you a real answer. And, yeah, it's pretty much an advice column, and we give it to you the realest way possible. And that scenario kind of gave y'all a little bit of tea of what's going on inside of this first letter. She writes, "Hey, crazy people, I'm in a very bad situation that's kind of hard to explain, and I need y'all's help. I have been with a guy on and off for about 4 years. I thought I had found that man. We moved in together last year, and I'm now engaged and pregnant with his baby, which is crazy because we've lost 3 children already, and it really hit both of us hard. I found out about 2 weeks ago that he was at work talking to this woman, and they allegedly have been having sex. When confronted about it and I said her name, he immediately got defensive and said that the lady is just a friend. They don't discuss anything but business. The other kicker is that someone seen him beating her in the car one day, and he actually beating her in the car before they got out for work one day. I somewhat believe them because I have seen his aggression, but he's only threatened to hit me. And on top of that, he came home one day saying that he caught a violation at work for something, and he was saying that he hadn't even done what they said that he did. So she said, I really feel as though if he is this cheater and abuser and that he is in the closet, she can't be with him. She said, how does she go about this without endangering herself is the question.
Wait, hold on, he in the closet?
No, she means like a closet abuser because she's saying that people have been seeing.
You letting some little faggot beat up on you? I was gonna say.
She's saying that people have been seeing him beat on the girl that he's talking to on the side, but he's only been aggressive and threatened to hit her. He's never hit her before. So she was saying he's in the closet about, you know, how abusive he is because she's never seen him abuse her. But he's talked about being abused and all that stuff is what she told me when I was talking to her. And she said she feels that he's a cheater or an abuser that's in the closet. She can't be with him. So she wants to know what are some ways that we think that she can go about it without endangering herself since, you know, it's alleged that he he will slap her or something like that if she says something crazy.
Okay, let me get my bearings together. Okay, so basically, I'm hearing this story, there's so much going on. So she witnessed him beating somebody or heard something about him beating somebody?
Well, she told me that she's seen, like, the text messages in his phone because the lady was calling one day, and she was like, hello, and I guess the lady got defensive and was like, bitch, I know about you, you know, check the messages, blah, blah, blah. So that was the leeway for her to go check the messages, and, of course, he was talking to her about, like, having sex and stuff. But somebody, I guess, that works with her son, I mean, that works with her husband, told, or her fiancé, should I say, told her that he's been hitting on her, and he's actually got in trouble for it at work. And she's saying, she doesn't know if it's the same situation, but he's came home before saying that he's got a violation for something at work that, you know, people are saying that he did that he didn't even do. So I don't know if they got into an argument as, you know, girlfriend and side piece, boyfriend and side piece, or and she went and told or whatever. But she says she thinks that it's true because he can get to the point to where you would think he would be violent, but he just threatens her. He never gets past the threat. So, I don't know.
Well, it's weird because sometimes, depending on the certain situation, some people feel like, you know, it feels like they want to get control, or if they establish they can't, they're not going to get control, they're not going to, per se. I mean, it just changes by case-by-case basis. They're not going to him. That could be the reason why he's not being violent towards her. He just more of a verbal abuser with her. But there's one woman that, you know, he feels like he ain't getting no control of her. He feels like, hey, I'm going to hit this woman. I ain't getting no control of her, so I'm going to put straight the spirit in her heart or whatever. You know, in his creepy subconscious, that's what's going on. But as far as her trying to do whatever to protect herself, she's got to align everything as far as, you know, if she gonna go tell, she got to know the consequences of, hey, you know, like he's telling G.I. Joe, you know, and now you know, and no one's had the battle. You know this stuff, but you, without you saying that, the longer you don't say nothing, the worse the problem's gonna get, and, you know, he gonna eventually turn that anger back on her.
Mm-hmm.
So she's got a line of, you know, realizing that, hey, if she makes this move, it could possibly put her in danger. So it's just on her, but my thing is, if she wants to do it, she needs to hurry up, because the longer she prolongs it, the more the problem's going to get worse.
Mm-hmm. And my thing is, I think that, you know, she probably would have went off on him by now had she not been pregnant. You know, she said she's pregnant with them, you know, they lost 3 kids, but, you know, she's pregnant and is pregnant this time, you know, and, you know, she was saying that that's the main reason why she's scared to say something, because it's not about him hitting her before she's able to leave out the door or something. It's if, you know, he slap her unconscious and she hit the floor and something happens to the baby or something. So she's trying to figure out a way to do it calmly to where she's able to, you know, she's able to just say, hey, either I want to leave, or, you know, that she just explains to him that she knows that he's cheating. My thing is, if you're going to stay, you want to stay, and you know that that's what he's capable of, I wouldn't say anything about it, because if you know that he has a tendency to hit you and you want to stay with him, you bringing up something like him cheating is going to be, once you tell him, hey, I know you hit on people, and you bring up something that he can deny, mm-hmm. and can make him angry, he's going to mm-hmm. take that out on you now, because you know, hey, he can hit you now, you know, versus you don't know anything and you're just saying, hey, you know, I know that you've been cheating and I can't deal with it. You know, he might hit you then. I would say if you're trying to actually leave, I would just leave. Simple as that. If he's off at work and you at home, pack your shit up and talk to your mama or your sisters or somebody far away or something like that and get away from the situation.
Far away.
because, I mean, it's not like y'all want some enough type stuff. He's not hitting on you or anything yet, but I would leave before it gets to that point because clearly,
exactly.
Like my brother said, he's hitting on the quote-unquote side piece that has no problem having sex with, you know, in front of the coworkers that have to see you and have to know you as well. So
mm-hmm.
That's unfair to them, and, you know, that's unfair to you. So I don't know, Carl. I'm just saying you got a baby to think of. You can't think of yourself in this situation. If you want to actually have this baby and not make it four babies lost, you got to look out for what's best for you. Even if you leave until your baby is born and you say, hey, come up to the hospital, and you get back with them then, I would get away from it before you bring a baby into the world because anything could fuck up the chance of you, you know, having this baby too. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Protect yourself, girl. That's all I'm trying to say. And I got to
protect yourself before you rape yourself. Shotgun things go bad for your hell.
The next letter reads, I am trying to think of something big to do for Valentine's Day. I am not very good with gifts, and it's a male. I'm not very good with gifts, and my girlfriend, you know, she's not into teddy bears and flowers and chocolates and shit. He wants to know, what could he do? You know, that's what she say. You know, I think it's bullshit. But she's saying that she's not into it, and he wants to do something for her that's not regular.
Wait, hold on.
What was his name again? He wants to know what can he do that's not normal because she doesn't like chocolates and teddy bears. I'm guessing he's bought them before. She is like, I'm not here for your teddy bears, nigga. Can we get something else?
I know an easy thing. He can give the gift that keeps on giving.
I already knew you was going there.
Get a box, Hanukkah.
Dick in a box. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, only you know your girlfriend. I mean, it's like my brother. Their big thing to each other is gaming, you know, or, you know, since she's into makeup now, makeup gifts or a gift card to somewhere like Sephora or something like that. I mean, you just have to know what your lady likes. And even if she says she doesn't like flowers, I would, like, buy some flowers anyway and then get her something that you think that she needs or that she told you that she needs. Because if she's telling you that she don't like that stuff, I'm pretty sure she's not going to be content with anything that you give her.
I don't think it's that, man. I think it's this. So what a lot of people get, you know, and this is why Build-A-Bear, this is one of the things that I like about Build-A-Bear, and especially for Valentine's. See, when it comes out, it's telling the other people still keep getting these fucking bears at the goddamn Walgreens or whatever and getting that for the girls from Valentine's has no imagination. But when you go somewhere like Build-A-Bear, you can utilize, hey, okay, let me make something, make a bear, right? But let me make something that has personality. It reminds me of her or reminds her of me. And that allows you to actually, because today it's not necessarily the teddy bears and candy and stuff. It's about, are you putting thought into the gift? And the more
mm-hmm.
thought you put into it, the more actually going to be like, oh, my God, okay, you know what, I like this because it actually tells a story. It shows that, hey, he's paying attention to me. He's paying attention to my interest. So this is like, so this thing is a representation of, hey, this is what he thinks of me, or here's a piece of, he gave me a piece of him.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, if he gets you a good gift, you might be your wedding and not be healed. This is really
And then if he plays his cards right, he might get to pop the question.
I mean, ain't that really the whole point of motherfuckers buying each other gifts on Valentine's Day? Once you get grown, It's just I'm trying to entice you. It's my dick on a string in the form of a teddy bear.
Who the best man?
I am, man.
What you mean? Staying on the pussy like I'm throwing a crib. I'm about to murder pussy.
I'ma put a ring on it.
Don't y'all fucking start with this R. Kelly shit.
He said,
it ain't no top of you. I think if you put no topping you on and you lip sync that and like, what?
No, one more song I got on there. Shawty is a thicky.
Huh?
Shawty is a thicky.
Nope,
dun,
dun, I'm not going there with y'all. y'all on.
I swear,
no.
There's some music on GoldenEye 007 on E64 that sounds just like that.
Nope.
You will not be able to see.
Nope. Not going there with y'all. So I'm going to read the last letter. So the last letter reads, I'm just going
to
be as brutally honest as possible.
I had a YouTube video earlier. Every live you went into with some kids going, hey.
You said
it's
not
are you still on it? So the last letter reads, I'm not going there with neither one of them, y'all. The last letter reads that he said he's just going to be brutally honest. He hasn't got any vagina from his girlfriend in three months.
Wait, his girlfriend in 3 months?
Yeah. So he wants to know what's the longest that y'all think that between two mutual people that they should be going without it before it becomes
wait, he hasn't got any vagina from her period, or he had some from her before and she's not giving him enough for three. She hasn't gave him.
Yeah, the second option.
Well, wait. So he got some from her and she hasn't given him some in 3 months?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm so confused for how I heard doing that. Sir, she gave you some, because she can't pull that shit where she's saying, well, I want him to wait. She already gave you some, so she should be, you shouldn't wait. You know, she's your girlfriend. Don't rape this man, but do something. You got to be on some Valentine's Day-ish. And don't just wait your Valentine's Day to do it. Do something romantic, some off the wall. And Tyson, do what you gotta do, bro. And and then tell her that she wouldn't get that tonight. No, and you gotta talk some trash to her. Don't talk tonight about it, going, well, tonight, honey, we're gonna get some. I just want to know if we're gonna have some intercourse and possibly some fellatio and some tingalingus, possibly. You know, don't be doing like that. I need you to come with it hard. And, you know, but, like, tonight, you know, you get a home, but, like, you talk to him, like, you gave him that pussy tonight. You know, you let him know. You got to be stern. But you got to make sure you do something
like
extravagant stern first so you can have the upper hand. So, yeah, that is my tweet on what you think, sir.
I'm going to give you the real answer that I can give y'all. I don't know about other people that have been together for a long fucking time, but in certain parts, not the whole relationship, But certain parts of the relationship, certain shit's gonna piss you off, and it's going every now and then. It leads its way on into the bedroom to where you like, nah, not feeling it, don't want to do it. So I don't know. I don't know if you've been pissed off lately, or you know, it's something you ain't doing. Have you took on a date lately? Have you offered to help her with anything that has to do with her beauty, like nails or hair or getting her a massage or some shit? I don't know. So, I mean, I don't know. Is there anything that you're doing to show her that you appreciate her instead of saying, hey, I'm your man, fuck me? Like, no, it doesn't work that way. So, I mean, hey, it's up to both parties to be able to continue to please each other for as long as you fucking can, until it becomes a problem and you sit your ass down and y'all talk about it until y'all fuck about it. That's how I actually feel about it. And yeah.
Or you could be like Plies. You can go to like Plies. No, if I fuck on that pussy, where it's wet. You know, you can't
approach
them like that.
I don't know what you're. With what you just said.
Plies. If you're fluent in Plies, it implies when you're able to understand
that
a little better.
I don't speak that.
Mm-mm. Hey, every time I think of Plies, I think of that tweet that he put out that everybody was laughing about. I'm a red lobster eating with my shirt off, nigga, or some stupid ass shit like that. I'm like, come on, bro. You know, good way you. A honor roll valedictorian and shit. I guess he's just trying to
be
more.
Let's make love.
JJ Fish need to go ahead and do that too. go ahead and jump on that remix with that boy.
I'm gonna tell it. Won't be out.
Bobby is a sickie.
So the last submission that we've gotten is from the girl Brittany that always writes us and gives us stupid ass games and shit to play. And I already hinted to the game earlier. She wants to know, since we always have fun with her games, she said we're going to do it instructional for people out there that are lost and trying to find themselves in 2014. She wants us to give the steps to achieve the new year, new me status. So I guess we're supposed to be giving instructions on how to have a new year and a new you.
Do they want us to give the real spiel, or they want us to give the awesome bullshit as answer?
You know, she be being childish, so it's whatever we say.
I give a bullshit as answer, the one that people want to hear, and I give a real answer. All right,
so
let's start with first. I'll give the bullshit answer first. All right, first what you do. First thing you do to be for the real you, obviously new me, new year, new me status. What you do? You go to your Facebook, right? Go to your friends' contacts, and then any fake ass niggas on your Facebook contacts, start deleting them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what you do? So you put before you do that, you gotta put a status out there. You gotta say, all you real niggas, y'all finna get deleted right now, and then all the thirsty niggas gonna start commenting on the status, right? Like, so you gonna delete me, man? You know, some people need to delete right away because they go like fake. But so you start deleting people, and then you do that, right? Then you close your legs for like a month and a half, so you can tell everybody that you know that. Ain't nobody got this in a while. You know, now you're being brand new. You're not giving nobody that. So that's a new thing you didn't do last year. Do that. Or guys, you know, you rap, you know, do something like not giving, fuck more than one female at the same time. You know, you can do that. That's something new. And then, shoot, man, you can start, you know, you start calling out people and stuff like, you know, it wasn't real. And well, it ain't real, man. You know what I'm talking about? And make sure that you get some brand new Versace. Make sure you get the new J's that come out every month.
I got the next step, my nigga. You got to hold on. You're giving too many steps
okay.
at one time. The next step, I believe, this is a very crucial step, and I'm going to give you the real answer, and I'm going to give you the answer that people would say. Okay. The bullshit answer could be broken down into a more educated sense or the ratchet sense. You can either say, my nigga, you can go do this and this and that. Well, you know, once February roll around, nigga, you can go get a car, you can go and get on them hoes, nigga, you can go buy them J's, you can go start selling virgin hair, blah, 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 blah. No. No, 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 no. Or the educated one would be, you can invest in a company, blah, 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 blah. A real spill radio tip to a new year, and a new you would be, don't fuck off your damn income tax, Lord Jesus. Don't fuck off your income tax. If you are planning to claim any children and get multiple amounts of money, I can understand balling out $400, $500, $600 on your kids and yourself, maybe even $1,000 here or there, because, hell, you worked for it. It came out of your check every fucking week. But, nigga, when you start getting 5 or 6 times what came out of your check as your income tax, I'm going to need for you to set some of that shit aside for when you're broke from spending 2 months later.
Mm-hmm.
Can y'all do that for me, Real Spill Radio listeners? Please?
Can y'all please do that?
I can understand a couple down payments on some shit. I buy some furniture. If it's something that's supposed to help last inside of your crib and it's an investment into something that's going to go into your next tax check but you don't have to pay for it next time, that's totally fine. But buying something that you're going to have to replace with your next tax check is smart. How was it smart? Okay. All right. I just wanted to know.
Yeah, so
he got some projects he want to do with that chick. He's kind of relevant to what the hell we talking about, kind of. But yeah, so I know your stuff already been in fruition, but we got some projects he want to get done this year.
Mm-hmm.
So it sound like a good game plan.
Because I know half of my shit is going towards a damn down payment on either an apartment or towards a couple months on some damn rent is what mine is going towards. Shit that I don't have to pay for no more.
Y'all got the advantage of it being two of y'all. Like I said, we, of course, with it being three of us, and we gotta have two bedrooms.
Mm-hmm. So we definitely gonna be putting that for some rent.
Like I said, it's kind of steep, but it's worth it, I guess. We got a lot of room, so it was worth the money, I guess.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
You got another rule?
Another rule, man. You're trying to be brand new. I'm gonna be real in this one. If you try to be brand new, I need you to drop some of these phrases that you left in 2013. One of them, and I know that my girl.
I think what you're about to get into is what we're going to do the top 10 on.
Oh, okay, okay. Let me say that because I definitely don't want to get that one away.
You might as well go ahead and include it because you know we're about to go in on a whole lot more topics.
No, I got that. Well, I'm going to go to a different. I got a bunch of stuff, so I'm trying to pick which one I want to use. No. I don't know. Another stuff, no, this one has been bugging me. I need for people, seriously, man. Like, it goes back to the thing about people being fake. Like, have you ever thought that maybe you're the fake person that you keep running around telling the Facebook that people are? Like, maybe it's you. Because there's a lot of people that be out here, they do the most ratchet stuff, and they complain, and, oh, you know, pretty niggas in here. You know, all that whining, but you got to find your thing, though. And you're not adding up. How you gonna ask to get a Mercedes Benz when you ain't got Mercedes Benz money? It's the same type of thing, man. Quit running around. You're not bringing that to the table like that. But you want somebody trying to you want them to do all this stuff? Like just give enough pussy ain't enough to get you $1 million or whatever. I'm sorry, it's not giving you a millionaire guy tomorrow.
Because
a millionaire guy does. He will go to the next chick. So that's not going to get you enough. That's not going to just get you money right to bet. It's going to just make you pay for the rest of your life. Like, stop doing that.
So basically,
you stop being so materialistic.
To sum that up is, if you want to have a new you this new year, don't go into this new year being thirsty if you was thirsty last year. If every time it drops below 20 degrees, you posting, oh, I wish I had somebody to cuddle with. It's so cold. Bitch.
Bitch, put on some goddamn
clothes. I can't even say
and
nothing
after that. And a long John shirt and rock your ass up in that cover and shut the hell up.
You better go get you one of them boyfriend pillows and shut the hell up.
Well, my coworkers got one of them toasty blankets. One of them hoes, you can get to go.
Y'all know I keep the Snuggies on deck. If y'all go to CVS, they always put the pink Snuggies on sale for $3. If you that goddamn cold, go get a blanket. I'm just saying. If it's that serious, that you ain't got to be thirsty. Stop trying to post sink pictures on fucking Facebook every 2 seconds. Like, yeah, we get it. When you stand up, you have some ass. That don't mean you have to plop it on the sink and show everybody, hey, it expands on the sink. Like, get your life.
I know.
Get your phone.
Right. If you're going to take bathroom, can we do something different this year? You're going to take bathroom pictures. Can you check the scenery before you take the bathroom picture?
Wipe that toothpaste off your fucking mirror.
Yes, I can understand taking pictures. People always say that the bathroom's at the best lighting in the house. It's true, I guess. But, yeah, make sure the mirror together.
I wouldn't even say that. If you know that you don't even want to clean up your goddamn mirror, how about you turn that fucking camera around? Your booty don't have to be in that fucking picture. Turn that fucking camera facing your ass to where thing that you see is your face.
Like my wife says, they better get some Formula 409 on their mirror.
You say what?
Yeah, like my wife's cousin said, you better get some Formula 409 on their mirror.
Cause I know for a fact that you ain't gonna see me all off in the bathroom mirror. I'm straight. Can you take a picture of me? Or I'm taking a picture of myself. I'm not taking a picture of myself. Point blank. Period. Forever and ever and ever. So, my next step is. If you want to have a new year, new you, can your eyebrows make their own goddamn decisions? Can y'all stop shaving off y'all fucking eyebrows and drawing on little caterpillars? If your eyebrows don't look like they have an arch and they look like fucking the Aeropostale logo, then or the American Eagle logo, please sit down. Please stop that. We don't
want to
see your poorly arched and filled in eyebrows.
Yeah, but why do people use Sharpies? Like, I've never understood. Is it really a Sharpie? It looked like a Sharpie for real. Is it really
no,
a Sharpie?
No, what a lot of women make mistakes at is if you're going to make, if you're going to use black anything, because if you have brown hair, guess what, dumbass? The hair on your eyebrows is fucking brown, too. And even if your hair is black, it's still like an ashier black on your eyebrow. So black is going to make it look like you are in a horror movie. So why don't you just get, if you're going to use black, use powder and dab it on, because it actually starts to look like an eyebrow, but you have to be careful with that because it can still look like you're in a horror movie. Use dark brown. Dark brown is what you're supposed to use. Dark brown. Dark brown.
People want to walk around looking like they took a damn Bic and rolling their damn forehead. I don't understand,
I remember back when we was in middle school and high school, when every girl used to go get their eyebrows arched into little thin ass eyebrows, and it was okay because it looked neat. But every woman is obsessed with like the big thick, like
yeah, you see that one like somebody took a date stamp, put it on their damn head, like.
Like, when did
it hit the gradient tool and shit in Microsoft Paint? Like, I ain't never really understood. I don't know any male that say, yo, girl, I like it when your eyebrow look like it's two different colors. Like, I never really understood that.
I can definitely hook y'all up for $10. I can hook you. I will personally sit down with you and redraw your eyebrows on for you 20 times until you learn how to do it yourself for $10. Holla at me. I'll make sure your eyebrows are on motherfucking point, and we are not going to be using anything in the shade of black. I can even, well, matter of fact, I can show you how to do it with black. But I bet you won't walk out looking like a ghost or fucking what's the Addams Family? You won't be walking around looking like none of that either. So holla at me. You know what I'm saying? I hook boys up in
2014. Long time,
but anybody else got any more rules?
No, man, ain't got no more rules, man. You know they gonna listen.
Yeah,
maybe,
man. Make sure you go take out your whole income tax and cash and flaunt it in the mirror on Facebook and then let your homie hold it.
Please leave that. Like, we get it. And if we see anybody fanning out their cash and taking the picture of it from the month of January all the way up until
your
April,
credit so hit.
We
that
know you went to.
So you can't get no bank account.
We know you went to Liberty Tax.
Your homeboy tax on service.
And please stop going to these people. If you unemployed, please stop going to these people that can tell you they can get you $1,500 on your tax thing even though you didn't work. I'm having people send me that in my messages. If you got a homegirl or homeboy that didn't work none last year, I can get you some money. I can get them some money too. I'm like, okay, my nigga. No. How about no? You won't have me getting audited. You won't have
you
me getting audited. I don't care how
you,
much
girl,
money
don't
I make.
Do.
I ain't got enough to pay no taxes.
Exactly.
I don't got to depend on IRS. No. Y'all be going to these people that promise y'all $500 over everybody else. Everybody else giving you $500 less because that's what the government is supposed to be paying you. Now, when they start cutting all our income taxes in half, like, hey, y'all done fucked up all the damn income tax money over the years. We got to start cutting some of these checks. That's why we billions of dollars in debt.
Y'all saw that old girl. It's all about old girl getting their prison time for being the tax ripoff queen, whatever the fuck you call herself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm telling y'all, it's a lot of people that hit y'all. And I see a lot of people either got audited within the past 2 years or they just getting smarter about it, because I see a lot of people posting that they not finna go to anybody because they don't want to be audited. That means some of y'all was thinking it was cute because y'all needed that extra cash and y'all went on down to Rhonda, and now IRS
right.
Looking at y'all like, bitch, you did not make more.
You
didn't even make $2,000 last year. I need for you to roll that back Walmart style and get the fuck out of here. You finna pay us. Shit. That's what the IRS is going to do if you try to fuck them over this year. And then please, if y'all haven't, can y'all please call Mohila? I've been working with Mohila for the past 2 months. You know, they've been getting on my goddamn nerves. I've been setting up payment arrangements and forbearances and helping, trying to get some minimum payments on this damn student loan forever. If you don't do something now. If it's the best time for you to set up something with Mohila, because if you don't set anything up with Mohila, guess what's going to happen to your income taxes, too? Not only is the IRS going to audit
me,
you.
I know.
They're going to snatch, everything.
I need to get that payment.
Mohila is like the debt collector of student loans. Like, now they send, if your account was...
I still don't understand about my question about that is, it's still your money. It's like a free loan that the government takes every year. So they shouldn't be able to tell you what the hell you do with your money anyway.
To me, I think that, you know, I think that they should offer any type, like if you have been to school in a certain amount of years, you get a tax break there, or you should be able to get like something to where you get it cut in half so you're able to pay it down. But no, these niggas don't want to work with you at all. It's like, bitch, if you owe $10,000, you owe $10,000. If you don't pay that $10,000, you're going to owe me $15,000 by the time you get through paying it. It's like, okay, right. If I'm willing to work with you, like, can you slash off $2,000 of what I owe you? Because my loan was for only altogether, because I had scholarships at TCC, my loan was like $2,500 altogether. Why is it worth $4,000 by now? I graduated and went to TCC in 2008. So, y'all don't fuck around. If y'all can get scholarships, apply for scholarships like a motherfucking, accept all the grants you can get, because them loans, no. Them loans,
don't get your food, like, man, it's $500 ain't nothing. That's what it is. $500.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have to pay.
Guarantee you, because anybody that went to TCC and got any extra money knows you ain't finna use that extra money for shit that got to do with TCC. Just being real. You ain't finna use, I don't care if you ratchet or not, you not using that money for no fucking TCC. You finna go buy Black Ops. You finna go buy some virgin hair. You finna go do something else. You finna do something else with that money. You finna go invest in the whole stock of lace fronts at Jenny's. You, nigga, you finna ball out on TCC dime. They better get their life. So, yeah. I think personally they should go ahead and break off a piece of that chain so we can go ahead and pay this stuff off. I guarantee you, but that, I think that's the way that they're making money, and that's why they don't plan to do it, because I guarantee you if they were to give people an option to pay off, to be able to pay off their loans, if they were able to do half after they've been out of school or haven't been able to pay in a couple of years, everybody would have their student loans paid off, because nobody want to deal with that shit on their credit every month. Just saying. So we're down in the last 8 minutes. Did anybody want to give any last remarks or anything that y'all want motherfuckers to leave in 2013 before we continue to move on into February of 2014?
Oh, nigga, the list. Where is the list? Where can we please start this goddamn top 10? Because I've been hanging, holding some shit in. All the holding in. I've been like,
I think me and Seth can give y'all the number one thing we want y'all to leave the fuck alone.
Stop.
Right now. You ready, Seth? We're gonna give it to him. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thought. Leave thought alone in 2014. Please.
Hate that phrase. I just started hearing it near the end of the year, and I already fucking hate it.
I started hearing thought maybe around, because it was hot in like this weave group I'm on Facebook. It got hot around like June, July. And I'm like, when did thought become cool in the southern, that's not considered southern. But like, when did it become hot out here? Because it was only hot in Chicago, and I heard Chicago back in my party line days, back in middle school and high school, and I used to get on there and annoy the fuck out of people.
Chicago,
so,
I always be having some thoughts of like, my favorite one is, man, she going.
I mean, that's, I mean, I just never understood why y'all use bot.
Number one, maybe should have been turn up. Like,
you know that ain't going nowhere. No time soon.
That term should have never been hot in the first place. But it need to die for sure. Like,
well, we said the same thing about swag.
More so got that. More so turned down for what annoys the hell out of me. Because
both of them annoy me.
Turn down doesn't really bother me. It's turned down for what? Because you need me to name some instances where you need to turn the hell down, nigga. When you
when you got babies with snotty noses at
down.
The crib.
I know. Yeah.
That's
you
when
got,
you need to turn down when you
career,
got people babysitting
and,
for free because you want to go find some more penises to suck and have more illegitimate ass children. I'm just saying.
And it's actually kind of halfway sad. Like, it's funny, but it's sad at the same time. Like, my nigga, like, you got two, three kids that you always taking pictures at the club. Like, man, maybe my priority is wrong.
Maybe we need, maybe Real Spirit Radio, we focusing on the wrong issues. Maybe we need to go be ratchet. Maybe we need to call the ratchet people out.
It's not my DNA.
Speaking of which, I don't mean to get off topic for a little bit, but I'm going to give y'all a little 10-second spiel if somebody tried to read the fuck out of us. They was like, how y'all going to call yourself the most ratchet radio online, and y'all ain't doing ratchet shit? I'm like, duh, dumbass, because the whole point of Real Spirit Radio is to call y'all ratchet asses out and bring enlightenment to y'all ratchet fuck shit.
Yeah.
Stop doing ratchet ass fuck shit, and we won't be ratchet no more.
Exactly. Like, we ain't glorifying your ratchet. We trying to make you feel bad about being ratchet.
That's the whole point. We reel y'all in by calling this call. I'm going to give y'all the marketing tactic, because I can just switch it up on y'all ass. We reel it in by calling it the most ratchet thing on radio.
Yeah, hit that button,
and then we
yeah.
say, hey, ratchet people, stop that shit. Every Thursday. Stop it. Y'all complain on Facebook every week about how niggas ain't shit, bitches ain't this, these girls ain't loyal. And
no, another thing that you need to be left in goddamn 2013, snitching. People need to know what the hell. People are already talking about people snitching on them. The fit man, people out here snitching. But, like, somebody, this girl put his heart as a lead on Facebook yesterday. Half of y'all snitching yourselves. Y'all already taking pictures of y'all doing illegal shit. You already talking about it on your Facebook. Hey, you want to wonder why the feds are so coming out? Nigga, you give them a goddamn roadmap. You build a damn case of your own. You don't want to talk about feds. You niggas be out here snitching, man. You snitch on yourself.
You kill somebody at the
mm-mm.
They be snitching themselves. I'm sorry, y'all. And they bought it from the fence old as fuck well. In that goddamn number game shit, color game shit, whatever goddamn game y'all want to call it, in that shit, that shit needs to be left in 2013.
The number game.
Number game, color game, day of the week game, whatever they want to call it, and it'd be left back in 2000.
I mean,
because
if y'all
me,
over the
last
age of 16.
It lacks communication skills. And
if y'all
me,
over
it's
the
like
age
lots
of 16.
How about we play the grown people number game? Give me your number, and I'm going to call you, and let's have a goddamn conversation.
How about if you over the age of 16 and you still posting like my shit for a good night post? Bitch.
Like, nigga, this is not come to hell. I did not even pay attention. So,
you are not that important.
Like my shit if you up. Nigga, go. I'm going to tell you people right now because this bugs me. That's what the main is that bugs me. You know who's up? Go to your timeline. For those who don't realize, click the sort option and click most recent so that you get more recent stuff. Then go to the thing on the side that has all these green dots. That's who's up. Thank you. So stop asking that every goddamn night. Like my stars if you up.
The way you can sum that up again, though, said is, in 2014, can y'all please stop with these fuck shit ass thirst traps?
Yes, because because the thirst traps are just as bad as the people that you try to call thirsty. In a day, you can't say nothing if you walk them in thirst. Putting your ass out and you won't complain because somebody commented on your ass. Yeah, you put a picture of your ass naked with your ass poking out in the picture. I'm pretty sure, don't look at me. Man, I want to see she's going to talk about her college degree. No, they want to look at your ass. That's what they came to the picture for. That's what you poked out, so guess what they're going to comment on? Your ass.
Mm-hmm. So with that being said, y'all, we in the last minute. We don't have your boy Simi out here this week. Shout out to you, man. Maybe you'll be out here next Thursday, man. But shout out to you.
I got some promo stuff too, man.
Go ahead.
Mike Will on the track. Get you a track in 10 minutes.
He's stupid.
Late
months
in 10 minutes or less.
Say, man, yes, y'all get that new issue of Him and Cannabis Mind. Issue number 5 is out. Go to, all you can do is go to madcloud.com /user/SettingJane. Or just hit me up on Facebook. I'll give you the goddamn link.
That's it. I get my news.
Jay Collier, and I'll give you the goddamn link, and you can download that way. And, if my boy Reggie, he hit me up and asked me if I wanted to, I wanted a free bottle service in the table at an event he got coming up at the end of the month. So I did. I said yes. I'll check yes in the letter. And so yes, we got to do it up big because that matter of fact that weekend is a weekend when somebody gets old.
Spoiler
and,
alert.
Yes, I mean, oh.
Spoiler alert, it's Chase.
Yeah, anything you over 20, when you get past over 25, yeah, you're old, man. I'm old, man. I can't say it.
Y'all don't think I'm going that weekend.
You turned up with me, nigga. That's what you're doing. All right, nigga.
So with that being said, I got some exciting news for y'all. Start next Friday, guess what's going to be coming on the Dust, I forgot the fuck I was going to say, Life That's a Dust Network said, would you like to sing the song with me?
Girl, what you watching? The Cody Show.
Definitely believe I'm going to have a theme song on that ass. Next Friday, I will be revealing the times, and y'all will be able to listen to my radio. We're going to be empowering women. We're going to get y'all hair together. We're going to get y'all fitness together. We're going to have weight loss challenges. We're going to have some giveaways. We're going to have some outings.
Just tell me this radio network ain't great.
So we got
to
holler at y'all.
My question is, are we going to help the lowering of the economy out in hair I'm trying to say make up a word here and I mess it up.
Are we going to help the hair economy go back up?
Yes, that's really just the right word.
We definitely are. Shout out to my girl Maureen Eno. Y'all will know, learn more about her on my show next Friday. Holla at y'all Thursday. Next Thursday with Real Spill Radio at 10 o'clock, and I will be able to announce officially the time that we will be coming on that next day. Holla at you, son. Enjoy all that shit.
Get ratchet. Let's get ratchet.